And again, for the experts in ICT technologies, here's at the microphones of Chocolate 3B, Christian Vesos, school teacher in New Jersey. Welcome, Christian.
Hello.
Hello. It's Joseph Panizzi from Italy.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Good, thank you.
I had some questions for you.
Okay.
How long have you been podcasting at school?
Since 2004.
Okay. And we read about you working with 70 students in a lesson. Was it difficult to making them work together, cooperate?
No, but the reason it wasn't was because of how I set up the lesson. So everybody knew what their job was.
What will you talk about in your podcast? And are they things that even your students like?
Okay, our podcasts are a little bit different. We use them as an end of unit project. So the ones I do with the countryside third graders, they're around 9 years old, 10 years old. When they were in the previous grade, they had written storybooks and illustrated the storybooks. So their podcast was actually an audio visual form of their book that we put online. So they actually are just reading their books and then putting the illustrations that they created with their books. I've done some other ones with other third graders that they were the end of doing country reports. So they would have to learn about different countries around the world, and their podcasts were about the country they were studying. And the last ones that I've done were with second graders who are around 7 or 8 years old, and they take a fairy tale and they rewrite it and change it up a little bit, and they make a picture to go along with it. And so theirs is a retelling of a fairy tale.
Perfect. And someone says that podcasting at school is an important to educate pupils. What do you think about it?
I think podcasting is important because it can be used in so many different ways. And it's you need to be organized to make your podcasts, but it also gives chances to those students who are not very good writers that they can actually give their presentation orally instead of having to write it down, which it makes their life a little bit easier.
So do you still podcast? Have you got future projects?
We podcast based upon projects that are coming up. I will be doing another one, possibly with third graders at this school, at Hillside School. They are going to be doing research on devastating weather in the United States. What would be the most devastating weather? And they'll have to support their ideas. And they have a choice of either doing podcasts, iMovies, or to make a keynote presentation. So we'll be doing that. We may also be doing one on sound with second graders. So it depends on the project.
We thank you, and we say goodbye to next podcast.
Thank you very much.